Morning, Cole. Just your season in particular really seemed to improve as the season went on. Just when you look back at it now, what are you going to take most from this past season?
And honestly, I haven't really thought about that on what I'm going to take most. Yeah, like you said, I did feel like there was some progress, and that's kind of my mindset, is just always try to improve and always trying to get better. So, I mean, looking back briefly, yeah, I feel like I've done that. So it's a good start, I guess.
And then the obvious storyline is going to be the possible change that's coming, new general manager. How much thought have you put into how different this team could look come fall?
I mean, those decisions are not decisions that I make, right? I just focus on what I can do to improve as a player and as a person, and to help this organization out. And whatever decisions are made, I trust that those are the right decisions. And yeah, like you said, it's going to be a exciting off season for everyone. So yeah.
I mean, there will be a new GM. That's one change for sure. And usually, a lot of times, not usually, but a lot of times, when a new GM comes in, they maybe get carte blanche to get their own coach and that kind of thing. If you guys were to get a new coach, I think that's like the fourth name you have to deal with in like a calendar year. I'm wondering how much does this team just need consistency? No matter what happens this offseason, just going forward the next however many years, how badly do you guys just need kind of consistency and just know, you know, what the plan is from all assets of the organization?
I mean, as players, I feel like we have a good understanding of what the plan is, and that's to get ourselves in the postseason, right? And to do whatever we can for that. So, like I mentioned earlier, I'm not really too worried about the different names that we've had in the past or now or anything like that. It's more so just kind of taking care of your own business and trusting that your teammates are going to do that, and then from the whole organization throughout are going to take care of their business as well, and to kind of get on the same page to ultimately be still playing hockey come this time of year.
This season started with turmoil, obviously, with the Babcock situation. Pazzi steps right in there. What was it like playing for Pazzi as the head coach?
He's an extremely hard worker. He's dedicated. Loves the game of hockey, and obviously not ideal for him to kind of be dealt that situation. But knowing him, he obviously took it as an opportunity, and as an opportunity to do what he wanted to do. And that he's been wanting to be a head coach in NHL for however many years now. And yeah, Pazzi is. We got a great relationship. He understands the game of hockey, and I like playing for him.
And last one I got for you is, are you an established veteran now? Is that what you feel like? You know, and when you go into the off season, do you go into this off season maybe even differently than your first couple? You know, kind of knowing what it's going to be like, and do you attack it, you know, any differently?
I don't think I'm an established veteran. I think I have some things to learn as well, or a lot to learn. But with that being said, yeah, I mean, 200 plus games now. It's crazy that it's already finished my third year. And yeah, obviously, I feel like you always try to learn new ways and grow and treat your off season a little differently, because games evolving, times are changing, players are getting, you know, faster, more skilled, quicker, and so yeah, I'm always trying to look for ways to make my off season a little different for the better, and that's something I'll be doing this summer as well.
Yeah, Cole, thanks for spending time with us. I wanted to ask you, how was it for the team this year, even though you guys weren't going anywhere, it looked like, to have 18,000 people in the seats every night instead of 3,000 or 4,000?
We all say it, right? We have incredible fans that are very passionate, very underrated fans. I don't think the league kind of understands what we have here. We love playing in front of them every night. They're our backbone of our team. They're our energy. They're everything to us. So, yeah, it's our goal to give them the opportunity to still play in here and give them more exciting hockey and the most meaningful hockey.
Cole, you may not think you're an established veteran, but we saw some young guys here in the last week or so, Malatesta and Brindley and Luca obviously come up. You're right there in that age group. What has your experience at a young age done for you, and how do you think it'll help you as you go into year four next year?
I mean, yeah, I was drafted with those guys. It's nice to see them have some success. Obviously, Del Bell coming up last night and having a good shot there and getting a goal, and obviously Brins and Jimmy, we call him, Malatesta, yeah. So, it's weird because, I mean, like you said, like they're my buddies and they're but I feel like, yeah, I have obviously some more games than them or more experience. But for me, over the last 3 years, it's been peaks and valleys, up and down. I think those are messages that I feel like I can relate if any other players go through that, or if they go through that, and that it's a process, and to just keep believing in yourself and believing that there is a plan and there is light at the end of the tunnel if there is some down moments or anything like that, but also just to enjoy being in the NHL and enjoy being a professional hockey player. I mean, don't take it for granted. We got the best job in the world, and we're young guys. We're still kind of kids in a way, and this is what we want to do, and we'd be doing it for free.
Yeah, but that's invaluable experience for you, right? As a young player, to have 200 games under your belt already, how can you use that to your advantage next year, maybe? Just having been there, having been through so many different experiences.
I think just the mental side of everything, right? Just being that much, I guess, understanding more about the game and the way you need to play, the way you need to prepare, or I guess I need to prepare and I need to play to have success and to help the team out to have success, and just, I guess, some leadership skills and things that I value and I watch to see and what I take upon from our older veterans and just guys around our locker room. It's nice to have experience. Experience never hurts. I think it always helps. So, it'll be a good summer and a good next year, I guess. Yeah,
yeah. And speaking of summer, what are your plans? You're going to go home? You're going to go to Arizona? Where will you spend most of your summer?
Kelowna, B.C. Nice. Yeah, I'll be my parents live in Scottsdale, and then I'll be out in Kelowna with my brothers, so. It's like the California of Canada. They got a good, lot of good training groups out in Kelowna. So I'm looking forward to, kind of meeting those guys and being a part of that group.
And Cole, through your success this season, do you feel like there was one part of your game that maybe had a big improvement compared to last year that really helped you?
Again, I think just the mental side of the game. I mean, I've always knew I'm a good player and a dedicated guy and a guy that always wants to get better. And, but I think for me, it's just, when you have those little, dips or maybe moments where you're not feeling great or, the puck's not going your way, to be able to kind of stop it and reset versus letting that drag on, I feel like that's a big difference from my first couple of years to this year, is that if I was to get in that state, then it was to drag along for a while, and I had a tough time, stopping it and resetting and then getting back to knowing where I can be or I can play. So I think that's just the biggest difference, honestly.
And Dave was also talking about the younger players coming in that are your age, but you may have some more game experience than them in the NHL. Have you felt a little bit of a leadership role this year, and what have you learned about being a leader in the NHL so far?
I think for me, when we have those guys come in, like I said, obviously they're my buddies, and I watch Cleveland a lot with my brother being there. And with me being there last year, I'm trying to make a playoff push. So I think just the kind of leadership role that I think I took on this year is when those guys come up, make sure they're feel welcome, feel part of the team, and just kind of go from there. And if they have any questions, to try to guide them in the right way and to help our culture go the way we want it to go.
Do you leave? I mean, you mentioned a lot of young names. You're a part of this young kind of youth movement type thing. Do you leave this season encouraged of what's to come, no matter the changes that are coming with GM, coach, things like that? I mean, do you leave encouraged that there's, I guess, help on the way, seeing the success that Cleveland is having, seeing the young talent that's here?
I mean, how could you not, right? We got a lot of good young talent, like you said, but not only that, we got a lot of good players. We got a lot of good skill. If you look at our lineup up and down, the veterans that we're surrounded by as young guys, and just kind of through and through our lineup. And like you said, the guys in Cleveland, I mean, how could you not be excited to be a part of this group? And we all want to, you know, make it work and get to the level where we know we can be at.
Cole, back here. Kind of bouncing off of that, since you came into the league with this team, there's been so many changes, more we've talked about are coming. Is there any kind of excitement to kind of turn the page, get some stability, and see what this team can do if things kind of are settled for a little while?
Yeah, anytime there's an end to the season, it's not a relieving feeling, but it's, you know, it's nice to kind of just look back on that and to kind of go through your pros and cons and you know, areas of where you think you can improve and areas where maybe you would have done things a little differently. And then that kind of creates your hunger for the summer. And then obviously when there's an opportunity to start a new season, everyone wants to start it on a new foot. Everyone's excited. Everyone's, you know, kind of fresh and ready to go, right? And all healthy. So, this offseason is going to be obviously interesting with our new GM but you know, I trust that whoever that is going to make the right decisions and is going to leave our whole group very excited for what's to come.
Cole, what's the focus for you this offseason?
As far as on the play, like on my game, I think for me, honestly, the agility, the lateral movement, I think that's one thing where I can add to my game, and anticipating plays, I think more in the O-zone, I think will lead to, you know, more looks, more chances, more opportunities. I feel like as the season went on, I was getting better and better at that to create space for, you know, whoever I was playing with or myself, and I guess to get more O-zone chances. I think the game's so fast now that it's not how fast you can go in a straight line, it's how fast you can go from here to here to here to here. And you see guys that are so agile on their feet. Even just Fants, watching him in practice, coming back, you know, didn't get to practice with that guy for a while, and having him back in practice, he's like, ooh, it's quick, he's agile, you know. It's good to see, and I think I can add that to my game and just keep improving on the little details of my game, face-offs, shooting the puck. I think that's one thing I can do even more is when I get myself in those positions to shoot the puck and, I guess, score more goals.
Thanks, guys.